This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. If it were possible for you to get fit in the next few minutes, these next two reports might do it. In a moment, we'll find out how two members of our own staff measure up against a new presidential fitness test. NPR's Allison Aubrey put them through the paces. And she'll also report on the exercise you could get in front of your TV. Video games designed to provide a workout are becoming big business, so she attended a conference called Games for Health.
There's been a lot of chatter that the Nintendo Wii motivates families to get up and move around. Next week, Nintendo releases in the U.S. an even more active set of games called Wii Fit. One of the games is a hula hoop challenge.
Very good. He looks ready. His shoes are off.
The first player hops on the Wii balance board, where the game can sense all of his movements. We're in a packed demonstration hall at the Baltimore Convention Center. The player is Alistair Thin. He's a Scottish exercise physiologist attending the convention.
You know, I know what exercise is. I can measure exercise on a bike or a treadmill.
But getting your heart rate up with a hula hoop game? Well, let's find out. Julia Lofgren of Gaming for Health revs up the excitement with her play-by-play of the virtual characters.
Now watch this. People are throwing hula hoops at him as he's hula hooping, and he has to capture them on his head. There he goes. Will he catch it? I understand if you put out your arms, it helps.
As he ducks and dives, Alistair Thin's performance begins to attract a crowd.
How many hula hoops can he wear? He's up to three. He's keeping three in motion.
When Thin hops off the board a few minutes later, he puts his finger to his wrist to take his pulse.
156.
So your heart rate's 156.
That's hard exercise.
So tell me, how do you feel?
Yeah, a little bit breathless. You know, cooling down again now.
All right, you started off with a dress shirt on, now you're down to a t-shirt.
I'm not used to this hot weather.
Alistair Thin has a funny name for an exercise physiologist. He teaches in the much cooler climate of Edinburgh, Scotland. For his students, the weather can be an obstacle to outdoor exercise, at least part of the year. So when Wii Fit first hit store shelves in Great Britain last month, Thin was ready in his exercise lab to test it out. He bought two game consoles and recruited 11 students to try a bunch of games. Each of them wore a heart rate band so he could get measurements on how much of a workout they were really getting, and he made a video recording, starting with the Wii Step Aerobics game.
You can see, a bit like Dance Dance Revolution, that the moves are being up on the screen there.
But Thin says students had a little trouble following the game, so their heart rates rose to the equivalent of a moderate walking pace. By comparison, he says 6 minutes of hula hooping got the students to the cusp of a moderately intense cardiovascular workout.
The whole thing is, it's not just your hips, it's your arms, your shoulders, your legs, your ankles, everything's working there, and you're exercising really pretty hard.
The point of exergaming is that it's supposed to be more appealing than just walking or running on a treadmill. And when Thin surveyed his students, they did report that it was fun. What's unclear is whether they would have had the same experience without other students playing along. Was it the camaraderie or the competition that kept them going? These are the questions Thin wants to answer with additional research.
Well, that's why I think it's very important to get sort of good measurements as to just how much physical activity is involved.
Convincing studies could help push virtual gaming into more public spaces, such as schools, gyms, and rec centers. A company called Exergame Technology is already moving in that direction. At the conference, salesman David Monk demonstrates a throwing game with their interactive sport wall. It looks like a 12-foot electronic whack-a-mole game.
Sky's the limit in what you can do with this. Each panel can handle 10 to 12 kids in a relay-style game, and it doesn't take up any space. It only sticks out about 4.5 inches off the wall.
To demonstrate, Cameron Goldstein and his brother toss bean bags of different light-up targets.
The target moves around, and the point is to get where the target is.
The boys are clearly engaged and having fun, but the question is, why do kids need all the lights and action? What's wrong with good old-fashioned play? I put the question to Brian Batisse. He runs a company called Lightspace, which makes a virtual dodgeball game. For starters, he says it's safer.
I guess nobody gets hit in the face with a ball with this game. You know, they get hit in the foot with it by a piece of light, right? So, and anything that's going to get kids off the couch, so to speak, it's going to be huge.